Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto's Fall Film Festival season continues with two series on right now. Real Asian features films from Asia and its diaspora, including two great ones from Canada, Min Suk Lee's heart-wrenching doc There Are No Words, and Koala Kid's whimsical animated Space Cadet. Cinefranco has movies in French from Europe, Africa, and Quebec, including many Toronto premieres. Look out for La Venue de l'Avenir by Cédric Clapiche and Le Dernier Souffle by the legendary Costa Gavras. But this week I'm looking at three new films set in historical eras. There's A Lumberjack at the Turn of the Previous Century, A Psychiatrist in Algeria in the 1950s, and A Female Boxer from West Virginia in the 1990s. Fanon, co-written and directed by Jean-Claude Flamand Barney. It's the early 1950s in Algeria. Franz Fanon, played by Alexandre Boyer, is a renowned psychiatrist from the French island of Martinique. He is starting his new job at a mental hospital, but he's shocked at how Algerian patients are treated there. In contrast to Europeans, the, quote, savage North Africans are kept shackled in filthy cells because of their, quote, barbarous and dangerous nature. Fanon, who is black, insists his North African patients be treated like any others. He lets them walk in the garden, plant vegetables, play soccer, and make friends. Their mental health quickly improves. He's assisted by diverse Algerian interns and staff. Ossine, played by Mehdi Sanoussi, Jacques, played by Arthur Dupont, and Alice, played by Salomé Partouche, all followers of his techniques. But he's strongly opposed by traditionalists and the French military, who are increasingly violent in their tactics. Algeria was annexed by France, but most of the locals are not considered full citizens. He and his wife Josie, played by Deborah Francois, are upper-middle-class French citizens playing out their roles supporting the sprawling empire. Fanon fought the Nazis in World War II. He likes Sartre, elegant suits, and fine wine. But his views are changing. He now writes books, dictated to his wife, about the effect of colonization on the mental health of the colonized, particularly in Algeria. Their own self-image is denigrated by their oppressors, he writes, when they internally accept their status as the other. Word gets out, and he's invited to join the FLN, the Front de Libération Nationale, considered terrorists by the French. But the threat of violence reaches his hospital, as personified by Sergeant Roland, played by Stanislas Merhard, a particularly violent soldier who checks in as a patient. How can Franz Fanon simultaneously balance his various roles as a husband and father, as a black man serving the French Empire, as an innovative psychiatrist, and as an Algerian joining, and as an intellectual joining the Algerian struggle for independence? Fanon is a vibrant biopic about a decade in the life of that renowned author. I find it gripping and fascinating. Alexandre Boyer is strong and statesmanlike in the title role. I've known of Fanon for many years through his books like The Wretched of the Earth and Black Skin, White Mask, but never knew about his background in psychiatry. Though occasionally heavy-handed and hagiographic, this movie opened my eyes to the exciting and intellectually stimulating story of his life in Algeria and the history that surrounded it. I like this one a lot. Train Dreams, co-written and directed by Clint Bentley. It's the early 20th century in the U.S. Northwest. Robert Grainier, played by Joel Edgerton, is a bearded lumberjack who rarely speaks. He earns his living chopping down trees at migrant labor lumber camps and building the railroad. He meets a woman named Gladys, played by Felicity Jones, and they fall in love, build a homestead in a grassy patch near a flowing river. He cut all the wood by hand. Gladys is good with a rifle and shoots fowl and deer to eat. The rest they buy in town at a general store owned by Ignatius Jack, played by Nathaniel Arcand. He spends lonely months away earning money, but always returns home in the end. He makes friends with a Chinese laborer named Fu Sheng. They don't talk, but that's fine with Rainier, who never has much to say anyway. But he's shocked when a crowd decides to murder Fu Sheng just because he's a celestial. He later makes friends with an old-timer named Peebles, played by William H. Macy, who handles the dynamite explosions. He loves their new baby girl, but his home and family are threatened when a wildfire sweeps through the forest while he's away. What will Grainier do? Train Dreams is a series of events in one unremarkable man's life set along the frontier of early 20th century Northwest. A folksy, omniscient voice narrates the story, hoping to add profundity. It doesn't work. The film is meandering, pointless, and stupid. It gives token nods toward environmentalism and against racism, but they're not really part of the plot. I hated this movie from the first few seconds, from its overproduced images to its inappropriate soundtrack. It starts with a guy sawing wood until the camera pulls back, revealing nothing, just more trees, as if we're supposed to applaud the scenery. At times it's twee, like a Wes Anderson film, but without the humor or intellect. The men all look like they're posing for a Carhartt fashion shoot. I try to feel sympathy towards Grainier, but he's deliberately opaque. Worst of all are the train dreams of the title. We keep seeing the same montages of flashbacks from previous scenes, but the original ones we saw are as short-lived as his memories of them. You might enjoy the pretty pictures in Train Dreams, but I can't think of any other reason to watch this annoying blunderbuss of a film. Christie, co-written and directed by David Michaud. It's 1989 in West Virginia. Christie Salters, played by Sydney Sweeney, is a high school kid and a star player on the girls' basketball team. She's also in love with her girlfriend, Rosie, played by Jess Gabor. A relationship her mom, Merritt Weaver, never approved of. She ends up trying out as a novelty act at a boxing match, and though she has zero training, she scores a KO on her first try. She's a natural. She catches the eye of a middle-aged boxing entrepreneur named Jim Martin, played by Ben Foster. He reluctantly takes her on and lets her train at his gym, but he will not allow her to see or even talk to Rosie. He sets her up in a trailer park where he can keep an eye on her. Though a great fighter, she's isolated and unprotected outside of the ring. Now, Christie is a powerhouse. Her career takes off, including a new hairstyle and a trademark pink silk hooded robe to make her look more feminine. She knocks out all contenders, and after much pressure, the teenage Christie sleeps with the middle-aged Jim, and they eventually get married. Her career soars. She meets Don King, hilariously played by Chad Coleman, and is signed to Mike Tyson's Slate. She gains fans worldwide, but her life is micromanaged by the Svengali husband. She may be a professional boxer, but remember, he's twice her size, unstable, and increasingly violent. And he tries matching her up with boxers way above her weight class. Now that's just dangerous. Is there any way to escape this oppressive relationship? Christie is a biopic about the first prize-winning female boxer who paved the way for a new professional women's sport. I was hesitant about this one. Ugh, yet another boxing movie. But Christie is as good as Rocky. It's exciting, thrilling, and moving. And despite her flaws, Christie Martin's story, her life, is super sympathetic. Sydney Sweeney is amazing. Yeah, I know it's Oscar bait. You can tell by the prosthetic teeth and mullet haircut she has to play down her image as a sex object. But she totally gets into this role. And Ben Foster is superbly hateable as Jim. I seriously didn't know it was him in the role until I saw the final credits. He's that skillful. Christie is a good old-fashioned biopic and a hell of a great boxing movie. Train Dreams and Christie both played at TIFF and are opening in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. And Fannin is premiering today at Cinefranco, 4 p.m. at the Carlton Cinema. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.